Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, April 4th, 2022, through Friday, April 8th, 2022. Monday, April 4th, 2022. Rhode Island woman charged with falsifying military service, fraudulently collecting hundreds of thousands of dollars in charitable contributions earmarked for wounded and other veterans. Sarah Jane Kavanaugh is alleged to have, 1, fraudulently claimed to be a wounded United States Marine Corps veteran and recipient of a Purple Heart and Bronze Star, and 2, schemed to collect hundreds of thousands of dollars in veteran benefits and charitable contributions. Kavanaugh is charged by way of federal criminal complaint with using forged or counterfeited military discharge certificates, wire fraud, fraudulently holding herself out to be a medal recipient with the intent to obtain money, property, or other tangible benefit, and aggravated identity theft. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. Tax preparer pleads guilty to tax fraud conspiracy, causing more than $5 billion in false tax refund filings. Urich Z. Griffin III pleaded guilty to the charge of conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government through facilitating a fraudulent tax scheme and assisting others in preparing false tax returns. According to the plea agreement, between 2013 and 2018, Griffin offered tax preparation and consulting services to clients for a fee and recruited clients by convincing them that their mortgage debt payments entitled them to tax refunds and helped to prepare and present false tax returns on their behalf. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, April 6th, 2022. Founders of Boston nonprofit indicted on fraud charges. The founders of the Boston Area Nonprofit Organization, Violence in Boston, VIB, were indicted for fraud in connection with multiple alleged fraudulent schemes designed to deceive and defraud its donors and others. Monica Cannon Grant and her husband, Clark Grant, both of Taunton, were charged in an 18-count indictment with 2 counts of wire fraud conspiracy, 1 count of conspiracy, 13 counts of wire fraud, and 1 count of making false statements to a mortgage lending business. The indictment also charges Cannon Grant with 1 count of mail fraud. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, April 7th, 2022. Notorious gang leader and members of his enterprise convicted on racketeering charges in the U.S. Virgin Islands. 3 members of the Paul Girard criminal enterprise were convicted for racketeering charges for conspiracy, murder, attempted murder, robbery, and drug dealing. According to Assistant Attorney General Kenneth A. Polite Jr., these defendants terrorized the U.S. Virgin Islands through violence and theft. Assistant Director Louis Quesada of the FBI's Criminal Investigative Division stated, "The use of violence and intimidation by these gang members to try and assert power over the Virgin Islands failed." Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Friday, April 8th, 2022. Cybercriminal connected to multi-million dollar ransomware attacks sentenced for online fraud schemes. Maxim Berezan of Estonia was sentenced to 66 months in federal prison for his role in facilitating computer intrusions, fraudulently obtaining goods and funds, monetizing stolen financial account information, and participating in ransomware attacks. According to court documents, Berezan was an active member of an exclusive online forum designed for Russian-speaking cybercriminals to gather safely and exchange their criminal knowledge, tools, and services. From 2009 through 2015, Berezan not only furthered the criminal aims of the forum, but he also worked closely with the forum members and other cybercriminals. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review News Update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.